to go forward.
I'm going to call the meeting of the Public Works and Utilities Committee together. It's time to start. And Councilmember Hanson and Watson are holding down the fort this morning. Councilmember Griffin is absent. First item is the intent to hold a public hearing for the council assumption of the TBD board. That's pretty straightforward. I'll accept a motion on that, Kathy.
So moved.
Seconded. Do you really need to explain it again?
So after they approve, this Monday night, we don't have to go back and forth?
No, this is the resolution of intent.
This is not.
Next year.
No.
It's January 1st, is it not?
Yeah, January.
Right, but it's the ordinance, the public hearing, and the ordinance is scheduled for December, no, excuse me, November 19th, whatever the next November meeting is.
Yeah, November 16th, so we'll do the.
16th, sorry.
Yeah, we'll do the resolution Monday night, and then on the 16th, we'll act the public hearing to actually.
To approve the ordinance.
Exactly, to assume.
Will we pass it that night?
It's going to go until December 1st, isn't it?
No.
It'll be effective after the public hearing?
Yes.
5 days after.
Well, effective, but it's effective January 1st.
Yeah, really.
Oh, you really have to do the whole thing until January 1st?
It's only one more meeting.
I don't think we'll do anything TBD-wise until January after the weekend.
Gary, it takes 10.
It disturbs my karma.
6 or 7 minutes, because it's always consent agenda. You open one meeting, we do the consent agenda, we close the meeting.
Open agenda, close the agenda.
Well, perhaps for the benefit of staff, Katie, TBD monies will continue to be isolated in its own fund number within the City of Ferndale fund structure.
I just always hear the voice of our former clerk just nattering in my ear. You have to close it, you have to give it the exact time, you have to open it, give it the exact time.
We'll get you an exorcism and take care of that.
That would not be you, Susan.
That would not be me. Was that TBD consent or TBD regular?
Is it a TBD?
It is.
Item?
I think just consent.
Consent?
Okay, I don't see any reason. We already had the discussion last week.
Did you guys vote yet?
So the TBD board would pass the resolution?
This does not say this is a TBD resolution. This says it's a.
It should.
And that's what I'm wondering, is this a TBD action or a city council action?
No, you're still, it's a TB board action.
It's resolution of the Ferndale TBD.
Because you still have the TB board, you have not eliminated.
Susan's got the article that calls out all the.
Yeah, we have not eliminated the board yet.
Anyway, put it on.
Let the minutes show that it will be on the appropriate consent agenda.
Perfect.
We are burning seconds.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 I know.
6 minutes.
Painful.
No, I didn't. We opened the meeting 3 minutes late.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Church Road Pump Station Upgrade Design Bid and Phase. Bid phase.
Pumping poo.
As opposed to the usual functions of this.
That's right.
This is water.
Oh, okay.
We already talked about it.
Oh, that's the one that's down below me.
Yeah, down from your home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this pumps water up to the big reservoir, Reservoir 2. So we just want to get started early. And once I get something back on Thornton Road, we'll do the same. Because we want to do this before the water usage picks up in the spring, summertime.
And before we do, I guess, but your neighborhood's already on our water, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hasn't been repiped.
But you're still using our water, okay. Well, all of our water. Okay. I don't think I have any questions.
Is there anything to say?
We're just going to be upgrading all the electrical in the station. And we're going to look at reducing the size of the motors, their 100 horse motors. And possibly rebuilding and trimming out the pump to give us a better pump curve. Because we took a look at these and they weren't really designed for what we're using them for. So that will come back as a second amount of money, or I could maybe just take it out of my O&M.
So you're stating that someone over-designed it before the increase in horsepower isn't needed?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Does it have a backup system?
We want a smaller curve on it.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
I think there's two of those. You have two pumps, right?
Yeah, there's two pumps.
Yeah.
And what we're planning on doing with this is the Bose guys bought a 175 kVA generator. So we're going to look at having a generator connection for that station. And we might even do it with Thornton Road, but haven't decided on Thornton Road yet. So once, okay. once pump station 2 and 3 are upgraded, then that 175 could probably be dedicated to us in a storm event. Mm-hmm. But until then, we won't be able to.
This at this point is just the design.
Correct.
Bid.
Yep. This will take us all the way through.
Do you have an approximate cost for the design?
It was in the CIP.
And the design or the actual cost of the?
The cost of the upgrade, and I don't have it with me.
No, I'm not actually thinking of what the design is going to cost, because that's what
this
we're
says about,
on.
This about
is just design.
About $20,000.
Oh, okay.
That's with the 10%.
Yeah, I did too read that.
And Mike, what's the vintage of those, or the bigger horsepower motors?
I can't remember if it was 75 or 8.
That old.
Yeah, oh, so we probably gosh. Can't sell them for anything.
Sure.
Couldn't sell them. No parts or anything.
I can hear Stephanie going, it's about time you found mm-hmm.
You found me.
Oh. Do you know how hard I worked
You're
on
You're in the back of the truck. This.
Burn
my truck.
Thank, so, thank you for the trust.
She did work.
I know.
She did work.
She was not very happy.
Church Road, we have at $145,000.
But that's the whole thing.
That's all the electrical in it.
The only thing we're approving right now is design.
Correct.
Okay. So.
And that's probably about 15, 20 grand. That gives you some percentage.
Yeah. Yeah. It's $20,000 if we add a contingency to it, but it should be.
I think we can probably put this on consent agenda
sure.
as well.
Yeah, I move to put on consent.
Second. Any further discussion? Comments regarding this? Mm-hmm. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. So it goes on the regular council consent agenda.
Yes.
I'm glad I got
After we close the TBD meeting with the exact
right.
time.
And I wanted to update you guys on
sure.
the
sure.
reservoir mixers. Mm-hmm. We've installed them both. We're going to do a startup on, we've been running one for a couple months. We're going to start up on the last one today. And then Liquid Vision Technology is coming in to move them for us okay. to a better desirable area, because we could only drop them into the right off the hatch, okay. basically. And they're also going to clean and inspect the water treatment plant and both reservoirs.
Wow.
So very that's cool. kind of the closing of getting the mixers up and running. Getting where we want to put them.
Yay. This is very impressive. This is really impressive. I love having all this data here.
Yeah, and
we already went through this with the last council.
I know. I know. The luxury of the hard
time. In a virtual sense.
Yes, exactly. But this is now suitable for placing on the shelf.
Well, I'm going to place it in my son's hands.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, well,
since I only have 3 more meetings that I'll be attending.
Not that you're counting.
But yeah, he's counting.
Exactly. Yeah, this may have been covered, but this is just, in prior years, well, we do have a multi-year CIP, but this focuses just on 2016. And one of the things that Kevin, our new public works director, is going to be doing probably early on is working with staff to take this and also then add in multiple years. So probably in the summer, fall of next year, you'll see a very similar document to this, but it'll be a multi-year document. Right now, Mark's been working off of last year's CIP, which was multi-year. So we do have a number of projects scheduled for the future, but as we go through each year's CIP, you then get a little more clarity about what you're going to do in the second year and third year and fourth year.
Okay. Is this electronically on the web? Is this on the web as well, in a PDF version somehow, or?
Not yet, but it
shall be.
Yeah, because it's nice for people to be able to look and
yeah,
see everything
yeah,
that's planned.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to want to look, but
it would be replaced.
There is in the comp plans. We have we have a 5, 10, and a 20 year mm-hmm. on the comp plans, but they seem to change each year depending
yeah.
on what's going on in the city.
Yeah. And that's good too. Okay.
Yeah, and Stephanie did do. She did a great job, especially at numbering the pages, which helped us considerably. Since now we know we can just refer to a page number. And also staff, I think, did a great job of just figuring out what was in their piggy bank for next year and what their needs are.
It's always good to have a plan.
Verizon Wireless.
Yes.
Cool. Do you have anything else for Public Works, our record-setting meeting?
We are meeting Thursday. I think it's Thursday with Cher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thursday with Cher, who's our bridge engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Kevin, our new public works director, is coming up for that meeting. So even though he's, and he was here on Monday too, and we spent a lot of time going through budget. So even though he's not scheduled to start until the 16th, he is, has, you know, his toes in the water already.
Good for him.
He has accepted the contract?
Yes. I went over the modification to the language, the specification. And he understood it was really a form over substance when it comes to that little point.
They're really.
Someone's determined to get to him. We're pretty much done. Do you want to just adjourn?
Oh, I'm fine, Bill. Thanks. Hang on.
I tell you what, as the sole remaining Public Works committee member, I hereby adjourn this meeting.